Er of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simen Shin Vav Sif Gimel. Machshichin ala tchum lasois tzarchei kala o tzarchei meis lavi lo aloin u sachrichin. A person can await for a nightfall at the edge of the tchum to take care of the needs of a kala or the needs of a meis to bring the coffin and the shrouds, the clothes that the mace wears. The yachal loyma lechavero sheyachshich kedei sheyavilo. He could also tell his friend that he should await nightfall at the edge of the tchum, also kedei sheyavilo, in order to bring him these items. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this right now. Sif katon ches lasois v'chule o tzarchei ames, to take care, etc. Okay. Or to take care of the needs of the mace, etc. So look what he says here. Hai lasois atzerche mace namikoi. The literal translation of Shulchan Aruch's words are to make the needs of a kala or the needs of a mace. So he's saying here that the words here, hai lasos, the word lasos, to make, is atzerche mace. It also refers to the needs of a dead person. The machshich kdei l'saknon ulavion maher, meaning he's awaiting nightfall in order to actually make them, and to actually make them and do malacha and bring them quickly. Vafilu hachi, and even so, mutter, it's going to be permissible. Why? The cheftzei shamayim, it's still going to be mutter because this is the affairs of shamayim. The b'shvil ha'ava ba'alma. Pshita the mutter lahachshich, because if we're just talking about awaiting nightfall to simply bring these items across the tchum, it's certainly permitted. It's certainly going to be okay, because as we saw in Sif Aleph, it's permissible to await nightfall at the edge of the tchum in order to bring things over, regardless of whether this is done for the purpose of a mitzvah or not. Thus, to await nightfall in order to bring over a coffin or finished shrouds is certainly mutter. Thus the term lasos applies to both the needs of a kala as well as the needs of a mace. Sif katan tes kidei sheyavilo, in order to bring him these items. Hainu kidei sheyisaknan sham viyavilo k'nomu le'el. Once again, that is in order that the courier make them there and bring them to him as above. In other words, we're talking here what you're also, again, this is talking about where you could also tell his friend that he should await nightfall at the edge of the tchum in order to bring him these items. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying also that in order that the courier, the one who's bringing him, make them there and bring them to him, as we just said above. Again, doing the malacha. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that mimtso cheftzecha is only a problem if it's Cheftzecha, not Cheftze Shamayim. Again, just to review, the Isser here that we're talking about in Mimtso Cheftzecha is the concept of where a person is either positioning himself or prepares himself to do an act after Shabbos, and this act, were it performed on Shabbos itself, would be categorically forbidden, meaning there's no way to do this act on Shabbos in a permissible manner, and also that it has to be evident that he wishes to perform this act after Shabbos. This would be usher all if it was his own cheftzecha, his own needs. But if it's for cheftzei shamayim, a mitzvah, like for a kala or for a mace, it's going to be okay. We are up to now, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says not only can he say to a friend, continuing on the Shulchan Aruch, v'yachal lo melo leich lemakom ploni lemachar. He can also say to his friend, go to that place tomorrow. V'im lo matzasa b'makom ploni leich lemakom ploni. He can also say to him, go to that place tomorrow, and if you don't find it in that place, then go to that other place. And also, continuing on, he can also say, You can also say to him, if you're unable to find the item for 100 zuz, then purchase it for 200 zuz. Uvelvad shelo yaskir lo schum mekach. However, this is only going to be okay as long as he does not mention to him the amount of the sale. Klomar shelo yomar lo sach yadua shelo lo sifalav. Meaning, he cannot tell him a specific amount which he should not exceed. Let's see, and Mr. Brewer is going to spell this all out. So, once again, what are we talking about here? That he's allowed to tell his friend, go to that place tomorrow, and if you don't find it in that place, then go to the other place. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud, Leich Lemakom Ploni, Perish, Leich Shom Viliknos. This means that he is allowed to instruct the courier, the one who's going to be bringing the item, to go there and buy the items. And what's the Chiddush here? The Asur Leimar B'Shvil Davar Rishus. This would be Asur to give such instructions for something that was Rishus, something that wasn't a mitzvah. Mitzvah shari, but for a mitzvah, it's going to be permissible. Aval halicha greida afilu dvar shus shari lomar kemosha kasuv simun shin zayin sifchas. But if it's simply walking over to a place without buying something, something that's not going to be us, that wouldn't be us if it was done on Shabbos, so that would be permitted to instruct someone else to do so, even for a dvar shus, as we'll see coming up in simun shin zayin sifchas. Sif katan Yud Aleph Limachar. So again, you can tell him, go to that place tomorrow, and if you don't find it in that place, then go to the other place. Limachar, tomorrow. Aval b'Shvabis atzmo aser, ach shul dvar mitzvah. But obviously, to instruct him to go there on Shabbos itself, that would be aser, even though it is for a mitzvah-oriented purpose. The idea is that this heter for mitzvah-oriented purposes is limited to preparing for after Shabbos. It does not permit an usher act, such as performing a business deal or going after the tchum on Shabbos itself. We are up to now Sif Katan Yud Beis. So again, the Shulchan Aruch had said that you could also say to someone, if you're unable to find it for 100 zuz, then purchase it for 200. As long as he does not give him a specific amount. Look at Sifkaton Yud Beis, Sach Yadua, Lefi She'ein B'Ktzitza Shum Mitzvah, Rak Hatzolos Mamono, Ulekach Aser. This is because such a specification contains no element of a mitzvah need. Rather, it only serves as a protection of his own money, and therefore it is Aser. Meaning, mentioning the purchase price of 100 and 200 is considered a mitzvah need. This is because the courier, the one who's bringing it, needs to know that the buyer is willing to pay any price for the items. If he lacked that information and found the items to be overpriced, he might come back empty-handed and the mitzvah will be delayed or neglected. On the other hand, specifying a purchase price that the courier should not exceed will not in any way facilitate the performance of the mitzvah. If anything, it may thwart it if the items are found to be overpriced. Such an instruction only serves the purpose of protecting the sender's money. It's therefore considered a business need rather than a mitzvah need, and it is therefore usher. That's the idea. We're back to the Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows: B'chein im lakach b'shmoina, b'chein im lakach mimenu b'shmona, lo yomar tamely owed b'shnayim v'yachayiv l'cha asara. Also, if he had already purchased something from him, meaning from the seller in that place, so let's say, for example, he said to this courier that, listen, I already bought something from the seller in that place for 8 dinarim, for 8 dinarim. So he should not say to this courier, to his friend, he should not say to him, that he should say to the seller, give me another 2 dinars worth, right? Give me another teli od bishnayim, another 2 dinars worth, ve'yechayiv l'cha asara, and I will owe you 10. You can't go ahead and tell him that. What does this all mean? Let's look at Let's look at Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Lo yomar lo tein li v'chulei. So look what he says. Ritzono lomar, meaning to say, shelo yomar lo al yidei ha-shaliach hazeh sheyitei lo sorche ha-mitzvah hazu ol b'shnayim. It means to say, he can't send a message to the seller via this courier, via the guy that he's sending out, that the seller should give him another 2 dinas worth of these mitzvah items. The yachayiv lo b'sach ha-kol asara, and that he will now owe him a total of 10 dinars. Why is this not allowed? Why is this not allowed? Shetzeiruf sach zeh ein bo tzorech lemitzvah. This is because adding up the sums to arrive at this total is not necessary for the mitzvah. What does this all mean? What he's saying is that in this case, the sender has already purchased at some point in the past 8 dinars worth of merchandise from a particular seller. And the sender now wishes to purchase another 2 dinars worth of items for the sake of a mitzvah. The sender may not send a message to the seller that he now owes him a total of 10. This is because mentioning this and combining the two sums to come up with one total is not necessary for the purpose of the mitzvah at hand, and would therefore be classified as your affairs, mimtzo cheftzecha, your cheftzecha, the sender's own affairs, and not cheftzei shamayim, even though it is being done for a mitzvah. So fascinating. So in other words, just to like sum it up, what he's saying here is, I mean, you can't tell him to tell the seller from whom he has already purchased some mitzvah items for a certain amount, let's say X, on credit, sell me some more mitzvah items for this amount, Y, so that the total I owe you will be X plus Y. We now move on. The Rama says, "V'im iyev shalo ella im ken yaskilo schum mikach mutter b'chol inyan dehar sarchei mitzvah hu v'yesh osrim b'chol inyan v'chein ikar." This is the Beis Yosef in the name of Shem Aran, the Magid of Mordechai Perak Kira, Agoyis Maimedi Perak Aleph Perak Chavav. So Rama here says, if he is unable to instruct his courier without, meaning the one who he's sending, without mentioning the amount of the sale, then the Rama said it is permitted to instruct him in any manner, since this purchase is a mitzvah need. However, he says some forbid this under any circumstances, and the Rama says this is the primary view. Mishnah Brura Sifkaton Yudalid, right? B'chol Inyan. Sifkaton Yudalid. Right, the Yesh Osrim B'chol Inyan is the primary view according to the Rama. Aschum Mikach Koi. The Svirulu Dekevan Du Derech Mikach Umimkar Mamish Lo Hitiru Bishum Gavni Afilu Leit Sorach Mitzvah. This refers to specifying the amount of the purchase, as we said before. These poskim that answer this are of the opinion, like in the Shulchan Aruch, that since this is precisely the manner in which one conducts business, it is not permitted under any circumstances, even for the needs of a mitzvah. And as we have seen above, one can await nightfall at the edge of the tchum in order to be able to satisfy a mitzvah-oriented need, even if that entails doing something after Shabbos, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. But on the other hand, one may not actually do anything forbidden on Shabbos itself, even for a mitzvah need. The first opinion that is cited here by the Rama views specifying the purchase amount merely as an act of preparing the courier for his post-Shabbos assignment, which is permitted for a mitzvah purpose. The second, more stringent opinion here, the Machmirdik opinion, which the Rama says is the primary opinion, views specifying the purchase amount as part of an actual business transaction. Actual business transactions are forbidden on Shabbos, and thus the Machmir view forbids giving such an instruction. This is explained this way by the Aruch HaShulchan Ayin Sham. We now move on to Sif Dalet. Now, as an introduction to Sif Dalin, Chazal forbade working for payment on Shabbos, even if the job itself involves no Chil Shabbos. The basis for this Isser is given in the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, that monies received for work done on Shabbos are known as Schar Shabbos, or payment for Shabbos. Now, in addition to payment for services rendered, Schar Shabbos also includes payments received for rentals, such as renting a place to stay or renting kelim. The following sif focuses on one who is hired to do a job for an extended period of time, incorporating a Shabbos or more than one Shabbos. Now, one may not take payment specifically for work performed on Shabbos. However, if a correct arrangement is made, as we'll see, one can take payment for the entire period, even though it includes Shabbos. When mutter, this is known as schar Shabbos dahavla'a, payment for Shabbos that has been absorbed into a larger payment. So here we go. Sif Dalet. Hasocher es hapoel l'shmor zroim o dover acher. Someone who hires a worker to be a shomer, to watch planted crops or something else, eino nosein lo schar Shabbos. He's not allowed, you may not give him payment for Shabbos. Therefore, l'fichach, ein achrayas Shabbos alav. Therefore, the responsibility for Shabbos is not going to be upon the worker, the shomer. So let's see what this all means. Tifkan tesbav asocher es haporel, mayri shescharo liyomim. This halacha speaks of a case where the employer hired the worker on a per day basis. Sheba'ad kol hayom sheyishmerenu yitei lo kach v'kach. In other words, for each day that he watches the crops, he'll give him such and such. V'hu shomer gam b'shabbos, and he watched on Shabbos as well. V'ka'amar, and the Shulchan Aruch is saying she'ein sarich l'shem l'shalim lo aver yom haShabbos. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that he need not pay him for the Shabbos. And he says v'ayin b'tur demuchach shafilu murotz alitein lo aser lo l'haskir likach haschar. He says check out the tour from whom it's pretty clear that even if the employer wishes to pay him, it is going to be aser for the worker to take the payment. Ela im kein who knows no derech matana, unless he gives it to him in the manner of a matana. The manner of a gift. The iser of receiving payment for services performed on Shabbos is limited to actual payment in the form of money or anything else. However, the one who benefited from the service can give a gift to the person who performed the service. To be considered a true gift, though, it cannot have been stipulated beforehand that a gift will be forthcoming. Not only that, as a gift, the one performing the service has no legal right to demand it. Check out the Shmir Shabbos Kehilfa, so talked about this as well. Continue on. Sif katan tes zayin, eino nosein. You cannot go. You cannot give him schar Shabbos. Eino nosein lo schar Shabbos. Midir rabbanon. This is midir rabbanon. This halacha of schar Shabbos is midir rabbanon. Gzeira mishum mikach u'minkar. It's a gzeira as a precaution against business transactions. Rashi gives two reasons in Beitza why one may not perform business transactions b'chalal on Shabbos. One is that it is included in mitzvot chafzecha, and another one is that you might come to record the transaction by writing it down. Mr. Brura, okay, in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, will actually give this latter reason, that the reason for the Isser of Mekach u'Memkar is that he might come to write down the business transaction. Anyway, Schar Shabbos is part, okay, a part of the overall Isser as a precaution against business transactions. Sif Katan Yud Zayin. V'fichach ein achrayas Shabbos alav. So he said that since one is not allowed to accept payment for the Shabbos because it's Chash Shabbos, so So the responsibility for Shabbos is not upon the worker, in this case the shomer. Shem ira, Mr. Gruis says, Shem ira behen kilkul b'Shabbos, eino chayiv l'shalim. That means that if damage occurred to the crops on Shabbos, the worker would not be liable for the payment. Now the truth is, the Eliyahu Rabba quotes the Ran, who passes that the worker is only exempt from paying for theft or loss, which implies that the worker still maintains responsibility. Here the shomer will still maintain responsibility for damage resulting from pshia, negligence. According to this, the fact that the worker is not paid for his services on Shabbos merely downgrades his status from that of a shomer sachar, a paid shomer, to that of a shomer chinam, an unpaid shomer, but he's still obligated to guard the crops. We move on to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's continue on. Haya schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shavua, no sein lo schar Shabbos. He says here, the Shulchan Aruch, if he was a worker, a shomer, hired for a week, or for a month, or for a year, or a Shavua, meaning for a 7 year period, a schir Shavua, no sein lo schar Shabbos, the employer can then give him payment for Shabbos. And if that's the case, therefore, lefichach achrayas Shabbos alav, therefore the responsibility for Shabbos is upon him. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, hayaschir Shabbos, haynu shel kol hashavua biyachad. Shabbos here doesn't mean for Shabbos, it means for the whole week. That's what schir Shabbos means. V'yalkein no sein lo schar Shabbos. Okay, since it is for the entire week at once, for this reason, the employer can give the worker payment for Shabbos. Uretzon Loma, this means Shafilu Yatzir Apoel Betzochazman, Eino Menakelo Schar Shabbosos Mizman Sha'avar. That even if the worker were to quit within the specified time period, the employer, right, the employer would not be permitted to deduct the payment for the Shabbosos of the elapsed time period. Why? Horil v'hu b'havla im shar hayamim, since payment for the Shabbosos is absorbed within the other days. Uretzono v'zehu d'kemesayim ha-mechaber sheyuchal ha-poel lo martein li'ischar ha-sar hayamim d'mayri shechozer ha-poel be'emtzar shavua sheni. This is what the Shulchan Aruch means when he concludes coming up, that the worker may say, give me payment for 10 days. We're going to see coming up that Shulchan Aruch later says that when the worker can say, give me payment for 10 days, this refers to a situation where the worker quit in the middle of the second week. The Mishnah Brura here explains the Shulchan Aruch as follows: that a person was hired for 2 weeks and was to be paid for the 2 weeks' work in one payment of, let's say, $140, but the worker quits in the middle of the second week after 10 days. Now, since he quit before the 2 week term, the employer is going to reckon his pay according to the tally of days that he worked and will give him payment of $10 a day for 10 days, or let's say $100. It may seem that retroactively the worker is being paid for each day individually, including a $10 payment for Shabbos. However, this is not the halacha. Rather, the payment is still said to be absorbed within the payment of the other days. Now back to the Mishnah Brura. U'memela mechuyev l'shmor gam b'Shabbos. So now, since he receives money for the work done on Shabbos, he therefore, because it's allowed, he therefore has a achrayus to watch the crops on Shabbos as well. And if damage occurs, v'meira hefseid chayiv l'shalem. And if damage occurs, again, we're talking here, as we said before, if it's theft or loss, something happens to it, he must pay for it. V'nirad afilu im lo eira bo hefseid, ach shelo shama b'yom Shabbos. He says, it appears that even if a loss did not occur, if he did not actually watch the crops on Shabbos, yachol l'nakos lo mischaro, the employer can deduct from his payment. Midi da'avi im lo shama yom echad, v'yem b'ver alacha. Just as it would be the case, had he not watched on any other day, he can take and deduct from the payment. And he says, I ain't the bear halacha. We now continue on in the Ramah. Oh, we have just finished up the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo yemar tein li shel Shabbos, elo yemar tein li schar hashavua o hachodesh. Okay, the worker cannot say, in this situation, even though it's okay, the worker cannot say to the employer, give me payment for the work of Shabbos. Rather, what he has to say to him is, give me payment for the week or for the month. So that's very important, that even though we can do what's called havlah, and he can get pay when it's absorbed within, the Shabbos is absorbed within the week or the month, etc., the worker cannot say to the employer, give me payment for the work of Shabbos. He has to say, give me payment for the week or for the month, with the Shabbos included. The Ramah continues, v'mscharo l'chodesh v'histi l'shalim lo kol yom kach v'kach mikri schir yom. Ramah says that the employer hired him for a month and arranged to pay him such and such amount each day, the worker is classified as one paid on a per day basis. He quotes here the Ran, Sof Perek Af Alpi. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif Katan Yutes, Shalim Lo Kol Yom, Hainu Shehisnei Moshi Shalim Lo Lefi Cheshbon Ayamim. That is, he arranged with the worker that he would pay him according to the tally of days. Ba'aloshon Hazem Mora, Sheyuchal HaBa'al HaBayis, Lachzor Be'emtza HaShavua, V'lo Yitztarech L'Shalim Lo Ba'ad Kol HaShavua, Ela Ba'ad HaYomim She'avru. Right, this wording indicates that the employer can withdraw from the arrangement even in the middle of the week and will not have to compensate him for the entire week, rather only for the days which have passed. Al kein mikri schir yom. The worker is therefore considered a day laborer, asur lo lekabel schar Shabbos lebasof, and he may not accept any payment of Shabbos in the end, i.e., when he gets paid. Afilu im shalim lo avor kol hachodesh biyachad. Even if he pays him for the entire month at once, vayein lekaman the sif katan chaf. The kasav amagen Avram, and the Magen Avram writes, the chein hadin b'masker cheder lechavero lechodesh v'hisner im hasocher sheyishalim lo lefi cheshbon ha-yomim. The Magen Avram writes that the same applies to one who rents out a room to his friend for a month, right? V'hisner im hasocher sheyishalim lo lefi cheshbon ha-yomim. And he contracts with the tenant, they should pay him according to the tally of days. In this case, it's also usur for the landlord to take payment for Shabbos. The same reason as above. For huadin osanha malvin beribis leina yehudi l'shana o l'chodesh. The same applies to those who lend money with interest to a non-Jew for a year or a month. You have to be careful. Right? The same applies to those who lend money with interest to a non-Jew for a year or a month. You have to take care not to stipulate with the borrower in general terms that he should pay him according to the tally of the days that the borrower holds on to the money. Right? He shouldn't say, why? For such a wording indicates that whenever he repays him, even if he pays him in the middle of a week, the interest will be calculated according to the tally of days. Therefore, accordingly, each day is considered individually. And if so, in the end, when he takes the interest, he would need to deduct the payment of all the Shabbosos. And liyasna ima, what should he do? Yasna imo shim yishalim lo beemtza shavua yifrlo aribis mikola shavua ze kulo. Olo yifrlo klal aribis avar shavua ze achro. Rather, what he should do is stipulate with the borrower that if he pays him back in the middle of a week, he must pay the interest for the entire week, or that he need not pay any interest at all for that final partial week. We now go on to Siv Katam Chaf. He's Mikri Schir Yoim. Right? So we said him Schar al Chodesh Beisin Lo Shalim Lo Kol Yom Kafa Kach. He is called Mikri Schir Yoim. So look at Siv Katam Chaf. Mikri Schir Yoim. The Sefer Shvus Yaakov Cholek. He now goes and he says the Shvus Yaakov actually is Cholek, and he holds that from the Ran, Ein raya l'din zeh. There is no raya for this halacha. D'binyaneinu, afshel tzvi dvar yuchal la'azor l'salko b'emtza shavua, mikol makom istama lo yachzir bo b'emtza. Bahavi schir chodesh. He holds that one cannot, we say, deduce any proof for this ruling from the Ran. Why? Because in our case, even though it is true that based on his words, he has the ability to retract and terminate his contract in the middle of the week, nevertheless, in all probability, he will not retract in the middle of the week, and he therefore has the status of a worker hired for a month. As such, the payment of Shabbos that is subsequently given over is classified as having been absorbed, the havla, and is thus permitted. The Gav the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, Mitzadei Deyesh Safek B'din Zeh, Ayein Shom Taimo. Eliyahu Rabbah as well discusses the possibility that there may be a doubt in such a case. See there for his reason. Finally, the Shulchan Aruch finishes off, back to the Shulchan Aruch, O Yom Alo, Tein Li Schar Asara Yom. This is what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to before, that he may say to him, right? As he could say to him, give me payment for the week or for the month, that's what we said. Or, as he's saying now, he may say to him, give me payment for 10 days. So, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. O Yomar, Umashenoagim HaSocharim, L'skor Yehudi Be'erv Shabbos, L'shmor Ha'agalos Min Agneva, Hadavar Kasher. He says now, the practice that certain, you know, merchants have of hiring a Jew on Erev Shabbos to guard the wagons over Shabbos from theft is very, very difficult, he says. Eich HaSochar Over Al-Lifnei Iver. How can the merchants do this and be over the Lav D'Oraisa of Lifnei Iver, right, causing another to stumble, i.e. to sin? He knows that he will certainly accept payment for Shabbos. And therefore, the correct behavior would be to contract with the guard to also watch the wagons on Friday afternoon and on Motzei Shabbos for a few hours. Then his payment will be a Schar Shabbos Behavla, which is permitted. And this is what we always try to do when we go ahead and hire someone for some type of a job on Shabbos, waiters, etc.